Ya, ¿cuántos hay aquí? Hay cuatro. Daniel, Antonella, Hans. ¿Sí? Daniel, tú me hablaste, ¿cierto? Sí, Daniel
Sí,
6.
yo te. Profe, hoy no podré participar mucho porque estoy como camino a casa, entonces eso, pero ahí te escucho fuerte y claro y espero que tú también me escuches.
Sí, te escucho súper bien. Ya, pero nos vas a ir escuchando al menos.
Sí.
Súper. Antonella, Hans y Antonella. Dos Antonella, Antonella Cabrera, Antonella Medina y Hans. ¿Están por ahí?
Sí, profe, aquí.
Sí, Hans, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, ¿y usted?
Bien, bien.
Qué
Y
bueno.
Antonella. Antonella Cabrera, Antonella Medina.
Hola, yo aquí.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, un poco enferma.
Oh, qué fome. Ya, pero qué bueno que estés. Eso es lo bueno de esto, que pueden estar de todas maneras. O sea, aunque estén ahí, más o menos igual se pueden conectar. Y Antonella Medina. Antonella Medina, ¿estás por ahí? Bueno, ustedes junto a varias personas más quedaron en este curso que sería el inglés intermedio avanzado. Quedó todo junto porque por la cantidad de personas que habían. Entonces, varios quedaron en inglés básico y van a ver. No podré estar en clase porque estoy trabajando. Ah, Antonella Medina, ok. Y, pero, ¿estás igual ahí presente o no podrás participar solamente? Y Claudia, Claudia llegó también. Ya, entonces, va a haber un curso que es. Ah, ya, ok, Antonella. Ya, súper. Igual van a quedar grabadas las clases y después las pueden ver. Hay dos grupos de personas que van a quedar en inglés básico y otro grupo que va a ser el intermedio avanzado, que es este, que vamos a estar en las sesiones los lunes y miércoles a esta hora, siempre. O sea, siempre hasta que se cumplan las horas del curso, que va a ser como el 8 de abril, creo, por ahí, más o menos. Y Claudia Reynoso. ¿Está? ¿Me escucha? ¿Está ahí? Ya, la
Sí,
idea. Ah,
estoy
ya,
acá,
la
Maca.
idea.
¿Maca?
Sí,
¿Macarena?
yo
Sí.
misma.
Sí, estoy acá.
Ya,
Llegué
la
recién, o sea,
idea.
en las 6:11.
Ah, ya, súper. La idea es que puedan estar con sus cámaras prendidas, cámara y micrófono prendido todo el rato, para que podamos ir interactuando más fácil. Vicente, ¿cómo estás?
Hola, hola, buenas
Veo
tardes.
que. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien, bien, ¿usted?
Bien, bien. Qué bueno que estés bien. Todos bien aquí. Entonces, vuelvo a repetir. La idea es que estén con cámara y micrófono encendido durante la clase para que podamos interactuar más fácil y así los veo también. Si alguien quiere decir algo, va hablando, etc. Esta clase, que es inglés intermedio avanzado, bueno, yo ahora nomás le estoy hablando español, la voy a hacer en inglés 100%, no como la del básico. Debido a sus resultados en los videos, que era la prueba de diagnóstico. Debiera haber más gente acá, claramente, porque hasta ahora hay como 13 personas en este curso. ¿Es posible que enciendan sus cámaras y micrófono todo el rato
Yo no
durante la clase?
tengo cámara.
Oh. Ah, Daniel va ahí viajando. Pero lo vemos, muy bien, me encanta. El resto de los chiquillos y chiquillas que están aquí. Hans, te veo ahora. No te escucho, pero te veo.
Ahí sí.
Ahí sí. Ahora sí, perfecto. Antonella y Claudia.
A mí me
Claudia está
complico
con...
un poco con guagua. Estoy
Ahí
con
sí.
guagua.
No importa, con guagua y todo, es bienvenido. Ay, qué exquisito. Ya. Y Vicente está sin cámara, pero pueden dejar el micrófono igual abierto. Antonella está por ahí. Y así nos vamos comunicando. Well, this class, it's going to be in English, of course, because of your level. If you have any question, you can. Antonella. Okay, okay. Yeah. This class is going to be a little more advanced than the other English. If you have any question, you can tell me. I have a question. You can interrupt and all that. Okay. First thing, I need you to tell me, why did you choose to be in this class? Why? I want to hear you. Hans, can you start, please?
Because I want to learn
Okay.
English for my life. Ah, no, no puedo
And
decirlo.
practice, maybe. Sí, puede, sí puede, siempre puede. And practice, practice more.
Yes, in this for my work, for the
Ah, for
future.
you. Ah, okay. But now, are you at school?
Yes.
Or, yes? Okay.
Sí.
Which grade are you? Like, segundo medio, tercero?
En cero.
Tercero medio. Okay. Nice. Thank you. Denis, welcome. Denis, ¿es posible si está con cámara y micrófono encendido? Si fuera posible, sería lo ideal. Miss Claudia, why did you choose this course?
Because for my work.
Okay. What is your job? What do you do?
I branch manager.
Okay.
The Cummins Coquimbo.
Okay. Nice. Have you studied English before?
No,
No, never.
nothing. No.
Okay, good. Antonella,
Hola.
why did you choose this course?
Because I like so much English and my mom is an English teacher.
Your mom is an English teacher.
Yes.
Nice. That's why you know English?
Yes.
Good, good. What do you do?
Estudio, study.
You study. What do you study?
In the school.
Oh, you're at school.
Yes.
Okay. Nice. In which grade are you?
Tercero medio.
Ah, the same as Hans, tercero medio. Nice. Vicente, welcome to this class. I want to know why, this is the question, why did you choose this class?
¿Yo?
Yes, Vicente.
I wanna perfect my English. This I wanna perfect my English. I speak a little bit, but I wanna learn most English.
More, okay. You want to
More.
improve your English.
Improve.
Yes, that's good. Okay. Are you at school or university or working? What do you do?
No, I finished the school the last year.
Oh, nice. And now, what are your plans?
I'm waiting for a good job. I'm
Nice.
training my English to job to get a job.
To get a job. That's good. Very good. Good idea. You practice martial arts, I think,
Sí,
in
sí,
your
sí. Yes.
video. Yeah, I
Yes.
remember your video. Yeah, nice.
I train kickboxing.
Oh, that was. Yes, I remember that. Thank you. Antonella, are you there? Antonella?
Yo de nuevo.
You again, yes. Pero ya te pregunté.
Sí.
Oh, sí. Okay. Creí que no te había preguntado. Ah, es que había otra niña llamada Antonella y se sale. Ahí me entró la confusión. Students, today, besides this little introduction, most of the classes we're going to be talking, speaking, and learning, of course. Okay? So, we're going to start with, I'm going to show you a picture, and we're going to check some vocabulary. Some words that are very, very used that are called adverse frequency. I don't know if you know these words or if you heard about this adverse of frequency. Maybe the name is not very common, but the verb adverse of frequency, but the words are very common. I'm going to show you this. Okay. Can you see properly?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, perfect. So these words, frequency adverbs or adverbs of frequency, we use them very, very, very often. We use them a lot to express the frequency of actions. Actions are all the verbs that we use. Those are the actions. And this adverse of frequency, we use them to express how many times do we do these actions. For example, the word always. Do you know this word? Always.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. This word, it means that we do an action all the time, 100%. That's why in this column, right here in the left column, there are percentages. How often do we use this word? I mean, how often do we do the action? If the example says, I always study after class, it means that I do it 100%. Always. Do you know this word in Spanish?
Siempre.
Yes, very good. Always. So let's repeat. We're going to read as we are a few people. Where you're going to read the examples one by one, okay? I always study after class. This is the example. Now you are going to create your example. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes, everyone?
Oh,
Yay.
no,
Okay.
so.
So, do you know the word always?
O sea,
Always
entiendo
significa
que
siempre.
siempre, siempre, no, pero el ejemplo que tú estás diciendo es que, no sé si entendí bien, es que tenemos que ir respondiendo O decir una frase utilizando el porcentaje que está acá, como siempre, usualmente, normalmente,
The word
generalmente, ¿o no?
always, ya, pero un ejemplo de ti, de tu vida, de algo que tú hagas, always.
Ah, ok. Ya, ahí entiendo. Sí,
Ok, so always. This is the example, general example. I always study after class. Okay, any volunteer to start with their own example? We have Antonella,
me teacher.
Claudia, Daniel, Hans, Vicente. Okay, Daniel.
I always go to work.
I always go to work. That's it. Very good. I always go to work. Thank you, Daniel. Claudia, are you ready with your example?
I always sing in the shower.
In the shower. That's nice. I always sing in the shower. Very good. Thank you. Vicente?
I always drink water.
I always drink water. Very good habit, by the way. Very good.
Thank you.
Hans.
I always brush my teeth.
I always brush my very another very good habit. I always brush my teeth. Antonella.
I always go to the gym.
I always, oh, you're very good students. You have very good habits. Always go to the gym, always brush my teeth, always drink water. That's very good. Always go to work, always sing in the shower. That's very nice. Let's continue with the next word that is usually. Usually, it's something that we do regularly, but not always. It's very close to always, but not all. I usually walk to work. Usually. Algo que hago como casi siempre. Usually. Okay. Are you ready with your examples? You cannot
Yo,
repeat your example. Please, please don't repeat your example. Okay, let's go.
I usually drink coffee.
I usually drink coffee. Okay, nice. Next.
I usually go to the gym on Monday.
Very good. Thank you. I usually go to the gym on Monday. Nice, nice. Another very good habit. Daniel. Ah, no, ya lo dijo. Sorry. Hans.
I usually play soccer,
I
fútbol.
usually play soccer. Agrégale un día de la semana.
And on Tuesday.
On Tuesday. Ahí puedes agregamos un poquito y se extiende más la oración. I usually play soccer. On Sunday. At Sunday, dijiste. Monday.
Sí.
Sunday. Okay. Very good. ¿Sí? ¿Vicente?
Se lo había cortado, ahora sí se lo había cortado.
Ahí.
I usually play on my PC on Fridays.
Okay. On Friday night. Vamos agregando un poquito más. Vamos a ir agregando una palabra más para ir extendiendo más la oración. Y me falta Antonella, si no me equivoco.
I usually listen music in the bus or on the
In
bus.
the, ah,
On the
on the
bus.
bus. I usually listen to music.
Ay.
El listen siempre va con el to. I always listen to music on the bus. Very good. Daniel, ¿quiere decir algo?
Yeah, sure. Teacher, how can I use this structure but in the past? For example, you should, I don't know. Can you help me with that?
What was your example? I usually
I usually go to the gym on Monday.
I usually es que ahí el usually se ocupa más en el presente. Para el pasado ocupamos I used to. Yo solía realizar una acción. I used
Okay.
to go to, lo voy a escribir aquí en el chat. I used to
Thank you.
go. I used to go to the gym on Monday. Used to. Que es distinto del verbo use, como usar algo. Este es used to. Y va con así en pasado, con la E y la de used to. Y significa solía. Solía realizar una acción. Nice question. Thank you. Next word. Next word is normally or generally. Generally. Repeat this word. Generally. Can you repeat it, please?
Generally.
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 Very good.
Generally.
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 La generally. La pronunciación de la letra R es bien como hacer un, no sé, como un
Generally. Generally.
generally. Bien, bien. Como cuando imitamos a los dinosaurios, una cosa así, como un monstruo. Ese es el sonido. Generally. Distinto si yo digo general.
Generally.
Generally. Yes, very good. Or the other word, it's normally. Normally or generally. Significan exactamente lo mismo. They're the same. I normally get good marks. Or I generally get good marks. Generally. ¿Qué significaría? What is the meaning in Spanish? General.
Generalmente.
Yes, general. General. Let's go with your examples. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Any volunteer to start?
Me.
Okay, Hans, let's go.
I generally hang out with my friends.
Very good. I generally, agreguémosle un poco más. Elige un día. I generally hang out with my
Generally hang out with my
friends
friends on Sunday.
on Sunday. Very good. Incluso puedes agregar un tiempo del día como mañana, tarde, noche. I generally hang out with my friends on Sunday morning. Te queda una oración súper completa. Y con vocabulario que conoces. Very good. Next. Anyone
Yo.
here? Vicente, let's go.
I generally use TikTok when I'm bored.
Nice. That's true. I generally use TikTok when I'm bored. Yes. Are you bored a lot?
No, no. I
Good, good.
do a lot of ¿cómo se podría decir? Cosas, a lot of things.
Things, yes. A lot of things, yes. Very good. Let's go with the next one. Who's next?
Yo,
In
I.
general, oh, sorry.
Claudia.
I generally go to sleep at 11:30 p.m. Sorry.
Very good. Very good sentence. Generally go to sleep at 10:30, you said? P.M. Nice. Daniel.
I generally eat healthy food at the lunch.
I generally eat something good.
Healthy food. Healthy.
Healthy food. Okay.
Comida saludable.
Healthy food. I get it. Es porque estás con mascarilla que no. Ese.
Sorry. I am sick.
Don't worry, don't worry. Don't worry. Who's missing? Antonella.
I generally drink water every day.
I generally drink water every day. Yeah, good. Good, good, good. Okay. Next word is, what is it? Can you see? Often or frequently. Often, frequently. Esto es a menudo o frecuentemente. Often, frequently. I often read in bed at night. Often, not my case. I often read in bed at night. Are you ready with your examples? Often. What do you often do or frequently? Remember that every time is a little less. Cada vez es un poquito menos, menos regular, menos frecuente la acción que realizamos. Often, frequently. Let's start with Vicente.
I often train in the morning.
I often train in the morning on Saturday.
On
Whatever.
Monday,
Nice.
because the last of week I train in the night.
At night, ok. Because last week. Mira, ese es un buen dato. Cada vez que ocupamos last week, omitimos la palabra de, como en español. En español siempre ocupamos la semana pasada, ¿cierto? En inglés no ocupamos el de antes de ocupar last week, solo last week. Last week. Very good. Y at night, o sea, para referirnos a la noche, vamos a ocupar at en vez de in. El in es solo es para los otros momentos del día. In the morning, in the evening, in the afternoon, at night. Es una excepción. Very good, Vicente. Thank you. Hans.
I often play video games.
¿Ya? Agregale,
On
agregale. I often
Saturday
play
at the night
at night, okay, with my friends.
with my friends.
With my friends in my house. Mira, la tremenda oración con mucho vocabulario que conoce. Cada vez que hagamos ejercicios como esto, la idea es que vayan agregando más palabras para que podamos practicar un poquito más, ¿ok?
Okay.
Often, frequently. Thank you, Hans. Antonella.
I often read a book on weekends.
Very good. Very good. Claudia. Claudia.
Yes, I love them. Go to the gym.
Go to the gym. Agrégale otro poco. I often go to the gym in the morning.
The morning. In the morning.
With my friends.
Okay, with my friends.
With my family. No sé algo, pero
De más
tratemos de.
casa,
Very good. ¿Ya todos dijeron o falta alguien? Parece que ya todos dijeron. Sometimes. Sometimes is 50-50. Sometimes. La misma cantidad de veces realizo esta acción y la misma cantidad de veces no la realizo. Sometimes. I sometimes sing in the shower. What do you sometimes do? Antonella.
I sometimes eat chocolate.
I sometimes eat chocolate. Chocolate. Hay harta confusión en la gente en general con la pronunciación de la palabra chocolate. Yo les voy a dar un tip muy, muy preciso para que nunca más se le olvide la pronunciación de esta palabra. Si usted dice la palabra choclito, como un choclo, un choclito, chico, le quita la última O. ¿Cómo queda?
Chocolate.
¿Estás seguro? Choclito sin la letra O al final. Choclit. Choclit. Vayan diciendo. Choclit.
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Chocolate.
Choclit. Very good. Choclit. Recuerden, choclit. Choclit. En vez de decir choco, no hay una O después de la C. Choclit. Choclit. No es chocolit, chocolate, chocolate. Hay muchas pronunciaciones que andan por ahí. Pronunciaciones loquillas. Pero la real es chocolate. Chocolate. ¿Ok? Remember, remember. Claudia. What do you sometimes do?
Sometimes I go for walk on the beach.
Very good. I go for a walk on the beach. I go for a walk. Nice. Nice walking. Daniel.
I sometimes eat pizza at night.
Very good. I sometimes eat pizza at night. Yes. Hans.
I sometimes study
Study.
at the night and in my house.
Very good. I sometimes study at night in my house.
When it's necessary.
Okay, thank you. Vicente.
Sometimes I don't go to train because I'm tired.
I'm tired. Yes, tired, tired. Sometimes I don't train or I don't go to the gym because I'm tired. Very good. Let's go with the next one that is occasionally. Do you know this word? In Spanish, occasionally. No lo ocupamos mucho, en
Más
verdad.
ocasionalmente, ¿no?
Ocasionalmente, sí, no lo. Es una palabra que existe claramente, pero no se ocupa mucho. Ocasionalmente. Es como muy formal. Occasionally. I occasionally go to bed late. Occasionally. What do you occasionally do? Occasionally. I occasionally read a book during the day. Let's start with Daniel.
I occasionally play video games.
Nice. Occasionally. Hans, what do you occasionally do?
I occasionally go to the bar parties.
Go to parties, okay. Nice. Vicente.
I occasionally eat McDonald's in Fridays.
On Fridays.
On
On
Fridays.
Fridays. Very good. Occasionally eat McDonald's. Nice. Claudia.
Dame un segundito que estoy con el
Okay.
bebé, está súper nerviosito.
Antonella.
I occasionally go to the pool at night.
Go to the pool at night. Occasionally. Y a veces sí vas a la piscina en la noche.
Yes.
Nice. It's with hot water, the pool. It
Yes.
has hot water. Ah, nice. Oh, nice. Before going to bed, that should be nice. Seldom. This word, seldom, es como muy pocas veces. Seldom. 10%. Es como si durante, no sé, 10 días, un día nomás hicieran algo, realizaran esta acción. Seldom. I seldom put salt on my food. Seldom. Pocas veces. What do you seldom do? Vicente.
I seldom walk with my dogs.
Walk the dog. Okay. Seldom. Hans.
Me da un segundo que estoy pensando.
Piense nomás. Siguiente.
Gracias.
Daniel. Seldom.
Seldom read the newspaper.
Super true. I seldom read the newspaper. Nice sentence. Antonella.
Seldom use my computer.
Seldom use the computer. Okay. Hans, are you ready now?
I seldom eat no, no,
Chinese food?
no. Sí.
Yes, can it be? I
I
seldom
seldom eat Chinese food with
with my
my
family.
family.
Perfect, very good. Claudia, cuando estés lista, hablas con tus
Ahora
oraciones.
sí, ahora sí.
Bien. Okay.
I seldom go to the disco with my husband.
Okay. To the disco, to the club. Se ocupa más como to the club, más que disco.
Club, ah,
Club,
okay,
to the club.
o
Next
party,
one. Yeah, but party, can it be on a club or on a house?
ah,
It can
okay,
be in different places, but club, or it's a club. Next word, it's hardly ever or rarely. Rarely, rara vez, o casi nunca. Hardly ever. I hardly ever get angry. Do you know this word? Angry?
enojado.
No.
Yes, angry. I hardly ever get angry. What do you hardly ever do? Daniel.
I hardly ever play tennis.
Play tennis. Okay. Hardly ever play tennis. I never play tennis. Hardly ever. Claudia, hardly ever. What do you hardly ever or rarely do?
I hardly ever watch TV at night.
At night. Okay. Thank you. Very good. Antonella, what do you hardly ever do?
I hardly ever walk to school.
Walk to school. Okay. How do you go to school?
In car?
By car? Okay.
Yes.
Do you drive?
No, my mom.
Okay. Vicente, what do you hardly ever do?
I hardly ever drink alcohol.
Hardly ever drink alcohol. Very good. Hans, what do you hardly ever do?
I hardly ever go to the church.
To the church. Church. Esa pronunciación de la CH es como Chile. Church.
Church.
Church. Eso. I hardly ever go to the church. Very good sentence. Last word, it's never. Never, never. You never do this action. Never. It means that you don't do this action. Vegetarians never eat meat. Claramente es algo que la gente no realiza. Never. This is easier, I think. This sentence. Never. Claudia, let's start with you. Never. What do you never do?
I never eat oysters.
Oysters, really? You don't like them?
Is allergies.
Oh, you have allergy. Okay. Vicente, what do you never do?
I never find the streets.
I think so. I bet that's discipline. Yes. Daniel, what do you never do?
I never eat pork.
Pork? Oh, really? Why? You don't like it?
Because family tradition, I think.
Ah, nice. Okay. Hans, what do you never do?
I never read a book. I don't
You
like it.
never read a book, even for school? What
No.
happened when at school they say you must read this book?
I want it. O sea, ¿cómo?
Pero
A
si
ver,
te obligan
tengo
en
que
el
hacerlo
colegio.
obligado.
Ah, ahí sí.
Lo
Ok.
hago, pero con disgusto.
So, I never read a book voluntarily. Okay. Antonella.
I never drink soda.
Never drink soda. Nice. Les pregunté a todos, ¿ya está o me falta alguien? Porque ya me perdí.
Sí, creo que sí.
Creo que están todos, ¿cierto? Todos dijeron ya el never. Ok. Vamos a hacer unos ejercicios. Ah, we're going to do some exercises from a website that has some games. Where is it? Here. ¿Todos ven? Can you see properly? Yes, yeah.
Yes,
Aquí
yes.
todos, all of you, are going to participate on these questions, okay? My sister washes the dishes, pero hay una X. ¿Qué significa? Always or never?
Never.
Never. Never. Very good. Next. I feed the dog.
Always.
Never, always.
Always.
Oh. Do you know what is feed the dog?
Alimentar al perro.
Yes, darle su comida. Very good. My mother goes shopping. Always.
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 Always go shopping. Ya, yeah, vayan leyendo ustedes ahora la oración. La que sigue.
My brother take out the
Never.
My brother never takes out the garbage.
Very good.
How do
My
you
brother
say?
never takes out the garbage. Garbage.
Okay, garbage.
La basura, garbage. También puede ser the trash.
My brother and make our beds.
Always.
Always make your beds.
My brother and I always make our beds. Very good.
Jimena
Jimena never cook
never cook
lunch.
lunch.
Never cooks lunch. Ojo ahí con las terminaciones de los verbos. Cooks. Siempre hay que pronunciar esas letras S.
My father
Never
always
always fix his
his
bike.
bike.
My father always
Fixes.
fixes his bike. Hasta letra S. My father always fixes his bike. Very good.
Always
Always practice
practice
piano.
the piano.
Tom always practices the piano. Practices.
I never water the plants.
I never water the plants. ¿Qué significa esto? Water the plants.
Nunca riego la planta.
Regar. Very good. Water también es agua o también es un verbo que es regar. Very good. Ok, vamos a hacer otro más. Profe, hasta quiero hacer a la clase. Ahora hasta unos minutitos más. Como hasta 5 minutos más. ¿Por qué? ¿Por qué? Aquí está el otro. Uno más, uno más. Son entretenidos. I walk to work. ¿Cuál sería aquí? A ver cómo va la.
I usually.
Usually.
Qué dice el resto?
Sometimes.
¿Qué dicen? ¿Qué dicen? Está peleado, ¿eh?
Usually,
No es usually. Era
often.
often. Usually era como 90% de la cosa siempre.
Always. I
He arrived.
always. He always.
Easy,
Always.
easy.
Always.
I go to bed at 10:10. If
Sometimes, sometimes.
sometimes. Very good. Jay
Never,
and Rip in
ever,
bed.
never, never.
Este es como Hans. Nunca lee.
She always.
She
She always
always has breakfast at
breakfast.
7 o'clock. She plays the violin.
She usually plays the
Usually,
violin.
he plays the
Ah,
violin.
it's usually. Very good.
How do you say violin in English?
Violin.
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 Okay.
Yes.
We
We watch
often
TV. We often watch TV
watch. Watch.
9 p.m. Watch. Bien cortita la CH. Watch.
He
He
sometimes.
This time, sometimes.
Sometimes, ¿qué más?
Sink
Things in
in
the
the
shower.
shower.
Things in the shower. Shower. Esa SH bien marcada.
Shower.
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 Very good.
He
He
never
never
swims
swim
after
after
school.
school.
Never swims. Very good.
Swims. Swims.
Day.
They sometimes go to school by bus.
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 Okay.
By bus. She
She
usually
usually
plays
plays
football on
football
Sundays.
on
On
Sundays.
Sundays. Very good. Usually plays football on Sundays. She
She never goes to
never
bed
get up
at
at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Never gets up. She never gets up.
Get up at 9 o'clock.
Gets up. Yes. They
They
play
usually play tennis
tennis
on the weekend.
on the weekend.
Very good.
We often go to the
We
beach.
That's it. Often go to the beach. Last one. Ah, no, two more. I
Usually, usually
very good.
spend Christmas with my
With
friend.
my friends. Friends. Very good. Spend Christmas. Last one. He
He
sometimes
sometimes has a
Time
sandwich for
for
lunch.
sandwich
Very
for
good.
lunch.
Very good. Very good. Students, do you have any question?
Nope.
No means.
No, nothing? Okay. Remember that today we learn, review, and talk about frequency adverbs or adverbs of frequency. Okay. La diapositiva o foto que usamos. Se las voy a subir en la plataforma. Van a ver en la plataforma de RedSuma, van a ver unos dentro del curso de inglés las categorías correspondientes del nivel en el que cada cual de ustedes está. En el caso de ustedes, están en el intermedio avanzado. ¿Okay? Y ahí va a estar esto, que es lo que vamos viendo, las fotos que vamos usando en clase. Y ahí les voy a ir dejando también algunas actividades para los que puedan realizarlas. Como estos ejercicios que hicimos ahora, otras cosas así como bien didácticas, entretenidas, para que practiquen un poquito más. ¿Ok?
Acá, sí, el
¿Sí?
intermedio avanzado, si uno lo lleva como a una le a las letras, o sea, una a uno, ¿a qué letra correspondería?
No, difícil, difícil, porque acá están mezclados igual. Porque habían
Ok.
algunos intermedios, otro avanzado y los pusimos a todos juntos.
Hicieron dos cursos, básico y el otro es intermedio
Dos
avanzado, ¿no?
básicos, como un básico A, un básico B y otro intermedio avanzado.
Ah, ok.
Sí.
La
No, pero
próxima clase.
lo que define 100% la equivalencia a una prueba de
La
medición
próxima
de tensión.
clase, viernes.
Miércoles. Miércoles.
Ah, lunes y miércoles.
Lunes y miércoles a la misma hora.
Ok.
Ok. Bueno,
Gracias.
nos vemos entonces el miércoles. Que estén muy bien. Gracias por participar y por integrarse a la clase. Daniel, dígame.
Oh, thank you so much, teacher. That's all. So sorry for my
Yours.
stammer, but yeah.
Don't worry. You're super welcome. I'll see you on Wednesday. Okay?
See ya.
Okay.
Okay.
Chao,
Bye
chao. Que le vaya bien,
bye.
cuídese.
Thank you.
Chao, gracias.